All right, now time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Of course, Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. I'm seeing some sun coming out.
It's not going to do much warming today.
No. I thought we were done with this stuff. Nah. Obviously not.
No. It's, even though it's coming into April, we can still get...
Yes, we remember some great storms in April. Absolutely. So another busy week. We had, we had that fire in Lime Rock, which really destroyed a house there. But the crews, Lakeville, along with crews from all over the area were there and put it out in about 2.5 hours. But it was...
What an intense fire.
Oh. It was. If you saw the photos, it was really, it just... And, I think it's been determined to be electrical, but scary, you know, when a wooden, 2.5-story wooden house goes up, it's quick, but God bless our firefighters.
Yep.
So let's hope no more of those.
And Christine Christine Giverett was the person who posted those photos. She lives right across the street from it. She posted photos on Facebook.
Okay. Well, Jonathan Barbagallo, the PO for the area, gave me mine, so they were quite touching, unbelievable. We're in the midst of budget season, as I keep saying. My head is filled with numbers. Cornwall is looking at lowering the mill rate. They're having a good year with a grand list that's way up, and expenditures trying to keep it down. So they're talking about lowering the mill rate. Salisbury is going to go up or maybe keep the mill rate the same or go down. Some of the others will go up maybe slightly, but, there are expenses that have to be dealt with. Heat, health insurance is up for most towns, and we're just watching carefully. Of course, North Canaan is facing a huge increase in its Region 1 budget, so that's going to tilt that budget to the highest, and we'll be watching that as well.
And Sharon, I saw a story in the Republican American over the course of the weekend. The building that that they investigated, and they're looking to add it to the 5-year plan down the road, not right away. The parking lot out back here is going to be going to finally be done. It looks like this summer.
They're going to start, at least, and they're talking about redoing it. Well, you have a bird's-eye view of it, so you know well exactly what it's like. It really needs an upgrade. They're talking about electric charging, electric car charging, revamping the whole landscape out there, and it will be changing your ramp in the back of your building and perhaps moving the satellite dish. We're not sure at this point. But.
Yeah, it would be ideal if they move the satellite dish. And there's also an in-ground. There's an in-ground. I think 300-gallon gas tank that's buried there.
Oh, really?
Those would have to be moved as well. So, waiting for the final plans to see, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, they have some money. They have a steep grant, and they've put some budget money into that, so they're really expecting to start. And they're also looking at sidewalks. Sidewalks are a big issue in Sharon. Apparently there are some that are really in bad shape, and they want to start attacking those as well. And there was a big discussion on the community center and what to do there. That building up on Gay Street is used now by Park and Rec, but underused. So there was a little debate as to whether to put money into it or not. So that, too, will be a continuing discussion. So looking ahead, Marshall, we're kind of a slow week.
Yeah, I mean, there's in Sharon, there's the Housing Plan Committee meeting, but that's not till next week. We have only one meeting this week, which is the Historic District Commission. But also, the one note we can pass along in Salisbury, Taconic Road from Route 44 to Beaver Dam Road is closed today, tomorrow, and Wednesday in between 7:30 and 4:00. As they're going to be removing trees there. So that's today, tomorrow, and Wednesday as they remove trees. Other than that, I mean...
Well, tomorrow we have the Exchange Club meeting in Canaan. at which Joanne Bordes is from Community Health and Wellness is going to speak. They're asking everybody to please come and hear about the new Community Health and Wellness Center that's going to go up in Canaan, and that's across from Stop and Shop in that area, and sort of on the side of the firehouse, but which will be a really important addition to the town, providing appointments and walk-in health care for residents, especially those who may have trouble paying. So anybody, I believe, is invited to come to that meeting at GEAR tomorrow night to hear the plans.
Yeah, and of course, Sharon Audubon, even though there was some showers around, they got their Maple Fest in this past weekend.
They did. I was up there, and it was always a fun event. I can, each year I go, I learn something new. They walk you down the path and show you the trees and how they're tapped, and then, of course, a visit to the sugar house where you even get a taste of maple syrup, and then out into the woods to hear about how North American tribal members dealt with making maple syrup way back when. And it's always a great, great event. And I was talking to Wendy Miller, who's the education manager there, and they're hoping to, start up again and get their programs going this summer that have been sort of put on hold because of COVID. And lots of wonderful programs for children there.
Yeah, and to make you feel a little bit better about summertime, in North Canaan tonight there's a meeting of the Railroad Days Committee.
It's on the horizon. Yes, so it will be here eventually.
Yeah, so. Sooner or later.
That's always good.
And I guess there's a special meeting also of the Falls Village Board of Finance today.
Right, yes, that's
6:30.
True. They're going to be looking at the school budget. They're going to do that, and then next month at its regular meeting, they'll be looking at the selectmen's budget. You're right, at its finance board there. And so, it's slow, but as we always say, you never know what's going to happen.
and you know what? It's the last week of the month, so things will start picking up again.
Right.
Next week after that. It was nice to finally see, like I said, the Sharon Audubon Center get back to normal. They, through COVID, they really were impacted. They lost three positions, basically, that affected their store. And hopefully they'll get the money back up, raised where they can open up that store again more full-time than it is.
They did receive some ARPA funds to help with pay for counselors this summer from the town of Sharon. Sharon did give Audubon some funds, so that would be helpful. It's a very important facility in the area, not just for Sharon, but hopefully it'll be back up and running. And the Historical Society in Sharon will be holding its next farm talk on Saturday. Last time we listened to three farmers talk about climate change. I'm not quite sure what the topic is, but Carol Asher is organizing all these talks that deal with farming and agriculture in the area, and I'm sure it will be very well done, as they all always are. So there are still things, lots of things to do, and the age-old question these days is Zoom or in person, and most things are still available on Zoom, so people can, who still don't want to go out or aren't comfortable or can't for any reason, can tune in and hear them.
I think the Zoom is going to be around for pretty much good now that it's there, even if meetings are open to the public so people can at least view them. I think now that the apparatus is in place, I think most towns will probably continue it as well.
I think you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they spent money to buy the equipment and stuff. So, and it really, I think it's terrific because people can, who normally would not be out, come out and listen to meetings, can now tune in and hear what's going on and have input.
I keep telling people we have a sign outside our back door that it's closed. We're still closed to the general public. We have such a small staff here. that we just can't take a chance that if somebody gets COVID and there's only three or four of us in the building, that the station wouldn't be able to run. Mm-hmm. So we have to be a little more stringent. We've had a couple of people that want to do shows in the building, and we say, well, can't do that right now. We really have to be very careful as a small business that only has a few employees.
But, I think it's wise to be cautious. Absolutely. But, it's changed.
We're moving on. I mean, I think we're going to look at the COVID within the next year or so as just nothing more than the flu. And people that want to get flu shots. And people that want to get COVID shots will get COVID shots. I really think that's the direction we're headed in. So.
Mm. Well, let's just hope it's not as contagious.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're onward and upward.
All right, Ruth, have a good week, and we'll speak to you next Monday.
Maybe it'll be warmer next week, Marshall.
It's going to warm up later on this week, but we're also going to get a little rain when it warms up. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'll take the rain with the warmth.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, Ruth.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Once again, you can find her articles at rep-am.com in the newspaper, and you can find Ruth on the web at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on the Republican American Report with Ruth Epstein.